Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. May the Lord bless your day today as you rise and as you look forward to the next few hours he has in store for you. I would like to share with you this morning a few verses in Luke 19. We will start verse 12. I will read these verses and we'll talk about it just a little bit. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy until I come. But the citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded his servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. He came to the first one, said, Lord. The man said, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. He said unto him, well, thou good and faithful servant, because thou hast been faithful over a little, a very little, has authority over 10 cities. The second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said unto him, likewise, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came and said, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin, because I feared for thee, because I knew you are an austere man, and thou takest up that which thou layest not down, and reapest that which you did not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I had laid not down, and reaping what I did not sow. Wherefore, then why did you not give my money to the bank, that at my coming at least I could have the usury from it? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him that pound, give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he already has 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him which hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring them here and slay them before me. So in this story, we have the certain nobleman went to a far country, promising to return. Given instruction to the people and given them gifts. Each man given a pound, enough for them to invest, to put to use, and to multiply, and gain, make gain for trading. Now, I'm not sure here how to put this exactly, but each one of these were given a gift. And inside their understanding, they knew who gave the gift. And some of them were a little more diligent than the others, more careful to make sure the money was being used to get gains. I don't believe they were gambling it or doing high-risk investments, but just good, solid investments that increased their what they had. It looks like the second man was a little less diligent. He gained half as much, but he did have some focus there. The third man had perceived the man who had given him this pound was a very strict man. And he, being fearful, didn't take the money anywhere to be used for anything, and he hid it and he buried it, knowing that the master was very strict. He did not want to risk losing it. You know, some of these men hated him. And their thoughts were, we will not have this man to reign over us. So it is today. Many people would not have this man to reign over them. Leave me go. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I don't need to go to church. I got it. I'm a good person. So is the response. Pretty much everywhere you go. Investing earthly possessions against themselves. And someday it'll all cease. And all their materials will stand in judgment against them. Not even having the pound. And I say this morning to just cause us to remember what we're here for. Remember what we've been given. Put it to use and get a gain. Sow a seed, water a plant, be helpful, be ministering, be about your Father's business in the kingdom. He is keeping track, not so he can beat you with a stick, but he can reward you according to your heart's desire. His judgment will be perfect. It'll be right on. It'll be just. There will be no deception. No one will sneak past his all-seeing eye. But live in such a way that there's no shame. Let your pound be multiplied 10 times, 30 times, 100 times. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Yield yourself into His Spirit, into His love, to His great compassion. Yield yourself. He can make much more out of you than you could ever attempt to do yourself. Be willing. And that's all I have for you this morning. I just wanted to remind you to be here with a purpose. Love is not selfish. Have you thought about that? Love is not selfish. It's selfless. Esteeming others. Considering the needs of others. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And he shall guide thy steps. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.